the program. I'm Lori Rubenson, talking sports, having fun with you here on The Fan at 888-808-1019. That number again, 888-808-1019. Producing tonight, it is Jack Hardy behind the glass and Peter Schwartz on the updates, C-Mac on after me for the overnight, and my guest later on in the 1 o'clock hour, about 1:20 a.m., Nick Filato from, he hosts the Giants podcast, Big Blue Banter, and a really good X's and O's guy, writer at Big Blue View. We'll get his take on the ever-ongoing, I don't know, what's the adjective? Debacle, train wreck, dumpster fire. I don't know. Choose your own. That is the New York Giants. all right. Here's your topics. Topic number one, how to fix the New York Giants. What's your plan? We'll talk about that. I have ideas. And I have advice for John Mara, for Giants owner John Mara. The Jets. To Rodgers or not to Rodgers, that is the question. What are you going to do next season, Jets fans? I hear from a lot of Jets fans who seem to be on Team Rodgers. They want him back for next year for the simple reason that they can't think of a better plan. So they're convincing themselves, roll it back with a better head coach, and that 42 then year old Aaron Rodgers is somehow going to be better and get this team, this Jets team, to the playoffs for the first time in 14 years. What do you think, Jets fans? I have an alternate, but I want to hear from you. And I also then have a bottom line is, I have a strong point of view, and if you disagree, that's fine, but then I have no sympathy. And then, I don't know if you were paying attention all weekend, but it seems like first basemen on the hot stove are flying around and flying off the board. And if I'm Pete Alonso and the Mets, I have to be taking notice of this. Over the weekend, Christian Walker went to the Houston Astros. Paul Goldschmidt to the New York Yankees. By the way, what do you think of that move, Yankee fans? What do you think in general, Yankee fans, about the pivot? Plan B. You didn't get Plan A, so now it's Plan B, and Paul Goldschmidt as a part of that. But so, Walker to the Astros, Goldschmidt to the Yankees, Josh Naylor, Arizona Diamondbacks, trade for him. Then Cleveland turns around and signs Carlos Santana. And now, today, Nathaniel Lowe just got traded to the Washington Nationals. That was one of the potential destinations rumored out there, probably by Pete Alonso's agent, as a destination for Pete Alonso. So, if you're Pete Alonso, where else are you going besides the New York Mets? Interesting. And if you're the Mets and Mets fans, are you okay with the fact that your general manager, David Stearns, is playing this patiently, kind of waiting out the market, waiting for Pete's offer to come down, Pete's demands to come down? Are you okay with this strategy, Mets fans? Again, I have Mets fans on social media who seem anxious about this. 888-808-1019. So those are some topics. Oh, and by the way, we can also talk about the college football playoffs. A complete bust this past weekend. And I'll make it simple in terms of fixing that. If this thing is not better next year, and I don't expect that it will be in week one, the 12 team, they have to seriously consider making this an 8-team. 12-team, it was quaint, it was cute, it was a nice idea. You know what? It was an entire, you know, Friday, Saturday of non-competitive football. So, we'll see. But the big experiment of the 12-team playoff for one weekend was a complete flame out. All right, 888-808 1019. That's the phone number. Go ahead and use it. I'm going to start with the Giants. And here's my plan to fix the Giants. And I'm going to start with some advice for John Mara. And I'll preface this by saying, I think that John Mara cares as an owner, cares deeply, wants to do the right thing. I think John Mara is a decent guy. He's not a bad guy. By all accounts, people seem to like him. The Mara family, nice family. Mara's in the Tishes, charitable. But in terms of John Mara right now, I think I would give the advice that Jerry Seinfeld gave to George Costanza on Seinfeld. And the advice is, do the opposite. Whatever you think, do the opposite. Because whatever you've been doing since you took over the franchise from your dad and you became the person making the decisions on personnel and head coaches and general managers has not worked out. And in particular, I know I was talking to Paul Rosenberg, and he was saying that he and the schmooze, Steve Summers, were talking on the show before Sunday Night Football. They were talking about the Jets and some of the leaks that are out there. And for the Giants, the sort of leak that seems to be out there, that John Mara is kind of floating as a trial balloon out there through some reporters into social media and, you know, articles and such, kind of tossing out there this notion, what if the Giants kept Joe Shane as the general manager so John Mara can feel like he has some continuity and he's not always changing things? He's going to keep the general manager, but they'll fire the head coach. They'll sacrifice Brian Daboll so that he can give fans change, since he knows fans are flying airplanes over the stadium and clearly fans are ticked off. And at best, fans are angry. At worst, they've stopped caring as much and they're apathetic. That's where fans are at. So he feels he has to do something, but he really hates change and wants to be a loyal guy who sticks with people. And we've seen him with this struggle before. It was the same with Joe Judge. He didn't want to get rid of until Judge had that meltdown press conference. Dave Gettleman, he kept around, didn't want to get rid of. Going even further back, when the Giants, after having had such a run of success with Tom Coughlin as the head coach, when they had a few down years and John Mara felt it was time to make a change, he fired, but they called it a resignation, but clearly it wasn't. They fired, and they told Tom Coughlin to resign, and they kept Jerry Reese as general manager. And at the time, if you remember this, the thing that I think caused the biggest frustration and anger with Tom Coughlin was that he was let go and they kept Jerry Reese. Not that Coughlin didn't like Jerry Reese, he worked well with them. It wasn't that. It was that Tom Coughlin was clearly scapegoated. The head coach was scapegoated. They kept the general manager. Because John Mara is a loyal human who does not like change. And I know that sounds strange, because all we've had in these parts has been change. Change in head coaches and change in general managers. And we've seen this cycle. But we also see the cycle where Mara keeps the general manager, fires the head coach, ends up with the lame duck general manager, and now you end up with a head coach maybe that the general manager, who's a lame duck general manager, doesn't really have as much of a say-so over. John Mara getting involved with that hire. Then the two are out of sync. And then the whole thing ends up being a big combustible bust. And everybody gets fired and you have to reset again. And we've seen this, right? Seen it. And we've even seen it when it involves, you know, young quarterbacks and rookie quarterbacks, right? We saw it, Dave Gettleman, and they draft, and with Pat Shurmur, they draft Daniel Jones. Then they decide that things don't go as well as they want them to, and they fire Pat Shurmur, but they keep Dave Gettleman. And unfortunately, Daniel Jones, the rookie quarterback, is never as good in his entire career, never as dynamic a passer as he was as a rookie under Pat Shurmur. Then all they do, they change, and you're changing coaches, and you're changing offensive coordinators, and you're firing coordinators, and you're keeping coaches, and then you're firing coaches, and then you're bringing in new coordinators. And Daniel Jones may never have been a top quarterback in this league, but we won't know. They broke him. They did. Look, I'm not saying he would have been great, but look what's going on with Sam Darnold right now and the Minnesota Vikings. Now, would Sam Darnold have been this player with the New York Jets if they had actually had good coaching, a solid offensive line, and some good weapons for him? I don't know. Maybe. Looking at what he's doing right now, maybe. Geno Smith. Guys do have second acts. Baker Mayfield. Right now, Baker was actually pretty good with the Cleveland Browns. And then they had a bit of a falling out with Baker. He was injured, played through it. The personalities, I guess, clashed a little. They felt they could do better. They felt Baker wasn't enough of a grown-up early in his career. And they were so sure they were going to do better, the Cleveland Browns. And they traded for Deshaun Watson, the biggest bust. He makes what we've got going on here, child's play, biggest bust situation there in Cleveland. But they kicked Baker Mayfield to the curb. He ends up in Carolina. Then he ends up in, you know, I mean, nobody wants him. And then he ends up in, lo and behold, after getting dropped, ends up in L.A. with the Rams with Sean McVay for a few games, the end of the season, and a couple of years ago. And miraculous what good coaching can do to a player and their confidence. And the next thing you know, he's in Tampa Bay and showing what he can do with a talented roster. So, quarterbacks, situations matter with quarterbacks. That's for sure important. But back to John Mara, situations, yes, you want continuity. Yes, you want stability. Yes, you don't want to keep pulling the plug on, especially, I think, some of these head coaches a little too soon, in hindsight, whether that's Pat Shurmur, realizing that the rookie quarterback had played well with him, even if he wasn't yet a great head coach. I don't know that he ever would have been a great head coach, but he was figuring it out. And he was so good as an offensive schemer, play caller for Daniel Jones and developing Daniel Jones as a young quarterback, that would it have been worth it to give him at least another year with Daniel Jones instead of firing after two? How about Ben McAdoo? All he does is take the team to the playoffs in his first year. And then the second year, things go south. Things aren't going well. And you know he had the approval of ownership and management, front office, to make a change and bench Eli Manning for a week, and whether that was a good or bad decision, the way it was done. But is that a fireable offense? Or was there just such a massive PR backlash that they decide to make McAdoo the scapegoat? He doesn't even make it 2 years as a head coach. And now we hear from John Mara, the rumor is, wants to keep Joe Shane and get rid of Brian Daboll. And you tell me this for Giants fans, because I see most Giants fans, I think, want to get rid of both. There are some Giants fans I see who want to keep them. But here's my question. If I can make a case, I think at this point it's time to move on. And I can explain that to you later about Brian Daboll, why I think it's time to move on. But at least with Brian Daboll, I can make a case that he has shown some ability to coach. I think things are really bad right now. But I think Brian Daboll will likely, if and when he gets another opportunity, he needs to figure out how to deal better with adversity, needs more emotional maturity. And that's a hard thing. I'm not trying to minimize that. On a big stage like this, it's hard as a head coach. I think the perfect mentor for him, if the franchise hadn't burned that bridge, if he would be willing to do it, would be Tom Coughlin, would be an outstanding mentor for Brian Daboll. Because Tom Coughlin had to figure out how to change his communication style with his players in the media. And it made him much more successful. And Giants went on to win 2 Super Bowls with him as the head coach. So I think he'd be a great mentor for Brian Daboll on what Brian Daboll needs help with if Daboll were willing and Coughlin were willing. But I could make a case. I can't make a case for Joe Shane. Tell me, I'm curious, for those people who are in the camp of, and I see it out there on social media, people who are telling me that they deserve Shane and Daboll. They deserve the chance to draft their own quarterback, to choose their own quarterback. When it comes to Joe Shane, he's been here 3 years as a general manager. His primary job is to improve the talent of the franchise, to evaluate talent. Tell me what you've seen over the last 3 years that gives you confidence that Joe Shane is the right person to evaluate quarterback talent and make this important decision on who the New York Giants should draft with the number one overall pick, which right now they are in position to have that number one overall pick. They are the worst football team, the worst team in the NFL by record. Giants with 2 wins. No one else has fewer than 3. They are the worst team in the NFL right now. The doormat, the worst. And what makes you think, since Joe Shane has been here for 3 years as general manager, what gives you confidence that he's the right person to make that important decision? And if John Mara thinks, I know, I've tried this before, I keep the general manager and I fire the head coach, so I satisfy the public, my fans, by firing somebody, but I keep the GM so that I soothe my soul that doesn't want to make a change, and I don't have to be perceived as the guy who's constantly changing things. I do this halfway, yet again. My advice to John Mara, do the opposite. Whatever it is you're thinking, do the opposite. 888-808-1019. That's the phone number. Give a call or hit me up on Twitter on X @LRubenson. I'll read some of those comments. We'll be back with your calls. Be right back.